Mr. President, welcome to our program.
Thank you.
Great to be back here in Banja Luka. You are currently at the center of headlines because of the legal proceedings in Sarajevo. You have been convicted, 1 year in prison and 6 years banned from political office. You say this is politically motivated. This is some kind of a witch hunt against you. Could you explain that? Why is that verdict in Sarajevo unjust and politically motivated from your point of view?
Thank you for coming, and I'm very glad to see you here again in Banja Luka. I would like to express my gratitude for the recent interview that we had, and I'm very grateful for your media house, because you have really depicted a realistic situation of the events. I am the subject of the prosecution of the Muslim structures in Sarajevo, and also the subject of the prosecution of a certain number of international officials. So now I will go in order and try to say why this is a political process. A few years ago, a German came to Bosnia and Herzegovina who has been proclaimed a high representative by several foreign embassies in Sarajevo. Even though he is not appointed in accordance with the Annex 10 of the Dayton Peace Agreement, which says which reads that the parties to the Dayton Peace Agreement are nominating and appointing the high representative, and there are five parties signatories of the Dayton Peace Agreement. When the high representative is nominated by the parties, signatories of the DPA, then he is vetted and endorsed by the United Nations. So none of these things have happened. So neither is he nominated by the signatory parties of the DPA, nor his appointment has been endorsed by the Security Council. However, the High Representative thought that it was sufficient that he got the support of the Biden administration and the Brussels administration, and that he could behave like that as if he was an elephant in a glass shop. I don't know if you have ever heard that a constitution can be suspended for 12 hours. And that's what he is doing. So the constitution was valid until 10 o'clock today, and then for the next 12 hours it was no longer valid, and then it started being effective and valid again. So have you ever heard of something like that? So encouraged by the Biden's administration and partly by the Brussels administration, he has imposed a decision that those who do not obey by and who do not abide by the laws that he has proclaimed are actually performing a criminal act. So the constitution of BiH reads that only the parliaments of Bosnia and Herzegovina can adopt and proclaim laws. In the Article 2 of the BiH constitution, it reads that BiH is a democratic state which is governed by the rule of law and by the democratic elections. He is referring to a false narrative which is making a reference to the so-called Bonn powers. In this conference, there is not a single word about the power or about the jurisdiction, but somehow it was later added on so as to justify what was to follow. We agree that the institution of the higher representative has the capacity to assist and to interpret certain aspects of the civilian aspects of the Dayton Peace Agreement. At the time of holding the Bonn Conference, the High Representative was a person from Spain, Mr. Carlos Westenborg. After this Bonn conference, the then High Representative, Carlos Westendorp, make a statement saying that the so-called Bonn powers or the Bonn capacities are not in accordance with the Dayton Peace Agreement, and we have this statement recorded. The subsequent High Representative, including the false Mr. Schmidt, were using those powers, and the international community was supporting the usage of such powers. So, just to sum up my statement about the about Mr. Schmidt. Mr. Schmidt, he is not legally appointed, he is not legally nominated, he is a self-proclaimed high representative, and he has no right to pass the laws and to make all these decisions, because there are other legitimate and respective institutions for doing so. The head of the British delegation at the Bonn conference stated this is a bluff. So we are living this for 30 years, this bluff. So to explain furthermore, why do I believe that this is a politically motivated? When Mr. Schmidt passed those decisions, the Muslims have stated that this is okay. After that, there comes the court of BIH and the prosecution office of BIH, which are also non-existent institutions in the Dayton Peace Agreement, but those are the institutions which are imposed by the later decisions. Then we have a Muslim prosecutor who raises a case against me. Then a Muslim judge for the preliminary proceedings who confirms the indictment for me. So the indictment reads that I am charged and guilty because I have not respected and observed the decisions of the High Representative, and that I have signed the decree. Then we have a court case which lasts for half a year. We have a judge, a Muslim again. So the judge who was originally in charge of the case decides to abandon the case because we believe that he has seen that this is all a political scam. And after that we have a judge, another judge who takes over the case, a lady judge who is a Muslim by ethnicity again, and who finishes the case. The final aim was actually the ban on my political engagement. However, despite the legal basis, they decided to put the case to the end. And since I was objecting it, during my visit to Israel, on the second day, so the Muslims from Sarajevo have issued a request to issue a central or a red arrest warrant through the Interpol.
Interpol kaže,
a few days later, Interpol judges that the primary motivation or the primary nature of this request is a political. So these are just the evidence about the politically motivated case.
And how will this now go on? I mean, what's your strategy in dealing with this? From your point of view, we are confronted with a constitutional crisis. You have an authority in Sarajevo, which you do not respect. They have convicted you. What is the way out of this situation? Or is this an existential crisis now for Bosnia-Herzegovina?
The changes to the criminal law that have been imposed need to be withdrawn and suspended, because this is the major thing that caused the constitutional crisis. For decades and for centuries in Europe, there is not a single authority which says that it is the only authority to be respected and no other.
Moja krivica je što nisam poštovao neizabranoga Schmidta.
So my guilt is because I did not respect the non-elected Schmidt.
Dakle, to se mora povući iz pravnog prometa te odrebe.
This law should be withdrawn from the legal practice, and this is the only way in which we can reinstate our trust, our confidence in the system. So for a certain time, we would be ready to suspend our activities that had been started, and we would be ready to resume the talks with the Muslims and with the Croats about the further events and happenings.
Muslimani kažu da neće da razgovaraju.
The Muslims say that they will not talk.
Jer žele da ide direktno i da se ja, naravno, zatvorim u zatvor.
They insist that I should be imprisoned and should go to prison.
A što je za njih najvažnije, da ja ne mogu da izađem na izbore.
But what is even more important and what is most important for them is that I do not go to the elections.
U ovom trenutku moja podrška u narodu po anketama koje su rađene 62%.
According to the polls that have been recently made, my support among the people is 62%.
A moja partija ima 40%.
And my party has 40% of support.
I to je njima problem.
And this is the problem for them.
Ja zalažem za politiku.
I am supporting the view that we should respect and support the letter and the wording, the exact wording and the constitution and the exact wording of the Dayton Peace Agreement, while they are talking about the spirit of the Dayton Agreement.
What would happen if Sarajevo would send a commando force into Republika Srpska to arrest the president?
Mislim da ne mogu da uhapse.
I think that they cannot arrest me.
Po ustavu mene čuva policija Republike Srpske.
Under the constitution, I am guarded by the police of the Republic of Srpska.
Dobro obučeni specijalci.
And well-trained special forces.
Koji su nedavno na
And those special forces have recently been awarded at a major international competition that was held in Dubai, and they received a very high awards.
Oni su odani Republici Srpskoj.
They are loyal to the Republic of Srpska, and they believe that the prosecution of Milorad Dodik as the president is actually the prosecution of Republic of Srpska.
I da to ne bi preporučio nikom iz Sarajeva da to pokuša.
So I would not recommend to anybody in Sarajevo to try to do that, to try to attempt it, because we shall defend ourselves.
Switzerland has a very complicated structure, and it's very hard to understand for foreigners how Switzerland works. But I would say Switzerland is very simple and non-complicated compared to the situation and the structure and the constitution of Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Kad to uporedite, onda se lako objašnjava Švajcarska kao sređena zemlja.
So when you compare the two, then it is a very easy to explain that Switzerland is a very arranged state.
But Mr. President, now you have to explain to me, how is it possible that a state can work if you have a non-elected, non-UN Security Council confirmed high representative who is at the same place, someone who makes the rules, but he's also the judge and the policeman against everybody who breaks the rules. How can a state like this work, President Dodik?
I would answer to this question by quoting our famous Nobel Prize winner, Mr. Ivo Andrić, who said, once when you enter BiH, the logic stops. There is no logic here. In these circumstances, the institution of the president, or I as the president, am the only constitutional category, because no the high representative, nor the court, nor the prosecutor's office of BiH are constitutional. And by the demolition of the ARS, this is actually the fight for the political goals of the achieving a unitary state.
Is Bosnia-Herzegovina today some kind of a protectorate of the European Union, or a dictatorship by a non-elected official? What's your view on that?
And definitely, I would agree with you that it is a protectorate and a dictatorship, and that it is also in line with the definition of the some kind of abstract majority of the Brussels, which are trying to justify it by the rule of law.
Just to sum it up very quickly and shortly, I mean, we could discuss it for a long time, but what is now the perspective for Bosnia-Herzegovina? From the outside, it looks like a failed state. How can it work again?
It is very difficult for BiH to function as a state, because this state has been imposed to us.
Zato već 30 godina tu je međunarodna uprava.
And because of that, we have this international supervision and international administration for over 30 years.
I dekadentna na ovaj način o kome smo pričali do sada.
And it is also decadent in all the ways that we have discussed just now. Bosnia and Herzegovina is actually an evidence that the Western concept of building a state and a nation has failed. I am very glad that Mr. Trump has said that he will no longer be dealing with it, but that he will be dealing with the United States. But those in the USA who are supporting the globalist view, they will remain and they will support the view. They are not reading anything, and they do not want to enter the legal substance and the legal essence of all these decisions. So if they would have done it, they would have to actually annul the legal practice that exists in BiH, and they don't want to do it. Since the first day of the signing of the Dayton Peace Agreement, they started to destroy it.
Is Bosnia-Herzegovina the Ukraine of the Balkans? Do you see a scenario where it could really blow up?
No. The cynical as it might seem, the West has done one good thing about the situation, and that is that it drew the line separation line between us and the Muslims. Mm.
Tako da mi nemamo nikakvu namjeru da idemo u drugi entitet.
So we do not have any intention to go to the other entity. And any such attempt from the federation towards BIH would be actually doomed to fail. Under the Annex 2 of the Dayton Peace Agreement, it says that the armed forces of one entity are not allowed to cross to another entity of BIH. So this is something which is written and stated in the International Peace Agreement. Of course, it can be violated, but nevertheless, there is such a prescription.
We see at the moment many legal proceedings against political figures. In France, it is Marine Le Pen, and for example, in Romania, it's the former presidential candidate Ceausescu. You are also in the you are also a target of such a legal procedure. Do you think this is a coincidence, or do you think there is a broader pattern behind it that political authorities are using the judicial system to get rid of politicians they do not like?
The common trail that I would see in all these cases is actually the politicization of the court. And in our particular case, the court is not even constitutional. It does not exist under the constitution. I would say that this is an abuse of the judicial system, because the Brussels administration is quiet for a certain time, and then they let the media and the time do in their favor. The sentence, the prison sentence or the financial fine is actually secondary in this case. The primary purpose in this case is actually to ban the political engagement. Mrs. Le Pen is gaining in popularity in France in terms of political support, and this is actually meant to prevent her from participating and winning the elections in France. So the candidate who was who won in the first round of the elections, he was actually disabled to go further. So this is actually an example of the instrumentalization of the judicial system.
Moj slučaj sam objasnio, tako da je to sve isto.
So I have explained my case, so it is all the same.
In recent weeks, you have met Vladimir Putin and Benjamin Netanyahu internationally. What were the main topics you have discussed with these two leaders of their governments and states?
We have the continuity of talks and contacts with those countries, with Russia and with Israel. Israel is a state which has a similar relation and a similar position with regard to the Muslims as we do have here. On the other hand, Russia is a member of the Security Council of the United Nations and also the guarantor of the Dayton Peace Agreement.
U drugom slučaju htio sam da ih upoznam sa aktualnom situacijom.
So in both cases, in both meetings, I wanted to inform them about the current developments in the country.
Mislim da su oni veoma, veoma dobro razumjeli o čemu se ovdje radi.
And I think that they understood very well what is the situation here.
Netanyahu je čak...
Mr. Netanyahu has also arrest warrant from the court in The Hague because he was defending his people.
Zato što je branio svoju zemlju. I Putina su isto stavili na globalne neke potrage.
And Putin is also on some global lists of search. So this is also the proof that the globalists are attempting to use all available instruments to deal with their opponents.
When you say globalists, who do you mean? Who is it actually?
I am primarily referring to the liberal elite that had been gathered around Biden and his administration, and which recidivists are still there, as well as the portions of the Brussels narrative and the Brussels administration.
Have you spoken to President Trump yet? Did you have him on the telephone, or have you met secretly somewhere?
Personally, I have not had the chance to spoke to Mr. Trump, but I have spoken to his people and to people who are close to him. And Mr. Trump has also been the subject of the legal prosecution.
You have a very close relationship to the Russian President Putin, and I'm sure you have also talked about the state of the Ukraine war. How do you see this at the moment? How close are we towards some kind of peace agreement? What have you learned from the Russian side here?
The Russian point of view is that the war in Ukraine had been imposed to Russia by the Western global elite, Mr. Boris Johnson, and etc. It is well-known fact that the peace agreement or the ceasefire agreement has been finalized in Turkey, in Istanbul, at the very beginning of the war.
I to je prekinuo direktno Boris Johnson.
But this agreement has been suspended and broken by Boris Johnson.
Od tada do danas prošlo se 3 godine.
So since then, 3 years have passed.
Rusi su naučili da ne mogu da vjeruju Zapadu zato što Zapad u pravilu laže.
The Russians have learned that they cannot trust the West because the West lies all the time. The former German Chancellor Merkel stated that the Minsk Agreement has only been used to allow time to arm the Ukraine, and former French Hollande president, he has also confirmed that.
Putin hoće da razgovara s Trumpom, ali neće da razgovara s Europom.
Putin wants to talk to Trump, but he doesn't want to talk to Europe. At the same time, Mr. Putin is not ready to give up on the proclaimed goals of the war.
Evidentno da je on vojni pobjednik.
And it is evident that he is the military winner of the conflict.
On želi trajni sporazum o miru.
So he wants a permanent peace agreement.
I ja vjerujem da Trump i Putin to mogu postići.
And I believe that Trump and Putin can pull that together.
It's very difficult to end a war, especially when one side is winning. The Russian side is winning now. What should President Trump do to find a compromise with President Putin?
I think that Trump should take into consideration and respect the Russian requirements, the Russian requests, and also to make a comprehensive agreement between Russia and the USA that would include not only the matter of Ukraine, but also some other segments and some other aspects, including the space programs.
In the European Union, the people are very much afraid of the Russians. They think President Putin, after he has the Ukraine, he would go to the Baltic state, he would go to other states. What would you say to the people in Brussels? Is that a rational expectation, or what should they do? Russia remains a neighbor.
I think that this is not a rational explanation or expectation, and that Putin has not whatsoever any aspirations toward those state. Hypothetically speaking, if that were true, and it's not, Putin and Russia would not have attacked the Baltic state, because in a certain sense these are insignificant theories and are not the target of the elements of their power.
And what would you recommend Brussels? What would you recommend Germany in their relationship to Russia?
I would say that they should first of all stop satanizing Putin and satanizing Russia, and then trying to invent the narrative that would explain that Russia is not evil as they are trying to depict it. Russia has their own big state and big country, and they are trying to control their borders, because everybody is doing that, including the NATO, which is controlling their borders. I think that the West and the Germany should better deal with the issue of the northern oil pipeline before and until the United States starts dealing with it.
Another political figure which is totally under attack is Benjamin Netanyahu. It seems you have a very good personal relationship with him, and I would be interested in how do you see his role in Israel and on the world stage? What is your perspective on Benjamin Netanyahu?
Mr. Netanyahu is, first of all, a patriot. He is a winner, a political winner in his country, and he has legitimacy to make decisions and to act on behalf of his people and of his state. He also has very good positions within the American administration.
Komunicira sa svim globalnim liderima.
He communicates with all global leaders.
I mislim da na ispravan način vodi Izrael.
And I think that he is leading Israel in the right, correct way.
Rat je uvijek.
War is always a situation where many innocent people are the victims.
Bio sam na mjestu.
I visited the place where the music festival was held, where Hamas killed 350 young people. And they thought that at that time Israel was in a state of relative peace with the Hamas. But that was their misconception. And Hamas used that situation and used it and to kill 1,400 young people. Mr. Netanyahu acted as a responsible statement. He has reacted in the way as all responsible officials would have to eliminate Hamas and to reinstate the station. Not all hostages have been released, and there are still hostages who are to be released.
And did he tell you what is the final settlement there? What is going to be, how it's going to play out? Will there be some kind of two-state solution, or did Prime Minister Netanyahu give you a view of what he has in mind with the Gaza Strip? Is it going to be in the direction also of a Donald Trump idea, which he displayed? Do you have any indications there?
No, we haven't spoken about that. He said that the Hamas was decisive to carry on the operation, and because not all the hostages are released. I think that they are waiting for the ceasefire so that they would discuss the final settlement.
We are recording this interview a few days before Easter, which is somehow the ultimate Christian story of optimism. So even death is not the end. I can imagine that you are going through not very easy times at the moment, dark times even, President Dodik. What is your personal Easter experience, or what gives you hope in this difficult political situation you are in personally, but also with your home country and within this world, which is somehow a bit out of its mind?
It is true that those are difficult times for me and for my family. I have my family. I have 7 grandchildren, and I know what is war, and I know what is peace. I have gone through the war, and I have watched it with my own eyes. And I would not want that any child, whether a child is a Serbian, a Muslim, or a Croat, has to see the war. When you visit cemeteries, you see what is the result of the war. So I do not want to see new monuments in those cemeteries erected to the victims of a new war. Since this is primarily a political case, and it is not a legal or a judicial, so I will fight this case politically. I do not want to be a winner, but I want the law and the rule of law to win, but not as some kind of caricature of a law, but in a true meaning of the word of the rule of law.
Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Hvala vama.
And happy Easter.
I srećan Vaskrs.
Hvala.
Thank you.
Drago mi je da sam razgovarao s vama.
I'm very glad that we have this interview.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.